Paul, first victory, 6-0 to boot, something you can't be sneezed at, can it?
No, look, it's we knew coming into the game that we'd have to respect the fixture. It's hard when you come into these games because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But I thought our second half performance warranted us going through. I thought we're a little bit lacklustre in the first half, but that's not taking anything away from the opposition. I thought we're excellent. I thought they kept a good shape. I thought they asked questions of us. And I thought we looked a little bit sort of disjointed in our final third play. Second half, we looked a little bit more dynamic and we looked to get at them and score goals. And I think the longer the game went on, fitness levels probably ultimately told, and probably the turning point was the penalty and the sending off, which really opened the game up. And but once again, credit to our players who were brave enough to take the game forward again, which, you know, is what I want. I believe in keeping clean sheets, but we've got to go and score goals. And we had a hunger and a desire to go and score. We probably could have scored a few more if we'd have probably been a little bit more concentrated. But I can't ask anything else of the players. They were excellent. Over the moon for the football club. But now's the hard work. So I always believe in, as soon as you've won that game, you know, we need to improve and raise the bar again to this group of players.
0-0 at half time, 6-0 we run out winners. Was there much to be said at half time? Did that make a difference to today?
Yeah, look, I'm always trying to raise standards, and even though once again you've got to give the opposition credit, I thought we were a little bit lacklustre in with the ball and without the ball. And you know, I reminded the lads that these fixtures, I'd probably use the terminology of they're not really glamorous, but you've got to earn the right in these fixtures to ultimately play in the glamorous fixtures. And you know, some of our lads have done it, some have played in big games, but it's when you get to that first, second, third round and you draw somebody like a Liverpool, it's the whole of your career. You can look back and you will remember that game. You'll remember the sights, you'll remember the sounds, you'll remember the smells. It's what we all want to be in this game for. As a journalist, as a manager, as a player, as a chairman, as a supporter, those are the games you want to be. They're what it's all about. But to get there, you've got to earn the right. And this was a game today where we really had to earn the right. And, you know, we built some solid foundations in our overall performance today. And, but like I say, the league's now the priority. We've got to forget about this. Probably look at the draw whenever that is and embrace it and then just, you know, sort of get focused on the up and coming league games.
You've strengthened as well this week. Again, another three signings bringing into the club. Can you give us any sort of overview of your rationale bringing these players into the club?
Yeah, we've got 7 or 8 injuries, and if we didn't bring the players in, we wouldn't have been able to fill the bench today. Look, there'll be more players coming in next week. I'm going to keep strengthening because we've achieved nothing yet. I want to achieve the goals at the end of the season, and I want the boys to be hungry enough to go as far as they can in this competition. We're still missing some ingredients to the squad. That might be help when we get one or two back from injury, but the injuries we've got are horrible. They're, you know, we're talking sort of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks away. So I can't hang around and wait for people to get fit. The squad needs to be bolstered, and that's a positiveness from the board and the chairman that we want to be proactive in strengthening. So there'll be players coming in next week. The players I've brought in, I think, if you look at how Mike's adapted at the minute, and I still think Mike is a million miles away from what I want him to become. But the lad wants to learn. He wants to listen. He works extremely hard. And once again, speaking to a couple of the opposition supporters, etc., he's a handful. When we add some little bits to his game, I think he'll become a very prominent figure at this level of football. So, two centre backs we brought in are, as I call it, babies in terms of centre halves. Their genetic and physicality and their ability shone out in the behind closed doors game at Bradford, where they come up against, you know, first team players, and they're on a different level. So I think we'll see more of those as we progress. Darren Holden, left back, well, yeah, I think he's played about 100 league games anyway in League One. Love the kid to bits in terms of watching him in the game. Probably got lost a little bit in football, but I'm a great believer in building. And, you know, I've come here to build this football club. I love to build individuals and groups. And Darren's one that he's got everything in his armoury to go and play back at League One level. I mean, I think he's had a great debut today. I think he's not put a foot wrong. And yeah, look, there'll be more. I've said to the group, I've been honest with the group, don't feel threatened by people coming in. Embrace it. Because if you feel threatened by competition, this won't be the right football club for you. Because I want competitiveness all the way through the squad. I want people that be on the bench that are dying to get on. I want people that are playing to know if they have a bad game, that there's a very, very good player sat on the touchline or in the stands. And to build the mentality is the hardest thing at this minute. And it's causing a few sleepless nights. And I put in a few extra working hours, but I'm loving it. I'm really loving it. Even though my wife reminded me that you're not won a game for 6 games, I'm still loving it. And I won't rest until we're rocking and rolling, as I call it, and that we're on full tilt, and we go in attacking every competition out there.
And so, how much does this win then today actually help us spill over to Saturday's game against Solihull Moors? Because that's a big game, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think the next sort of month, 2 months is, it'll give us great confidence in the final third. I think the little bits and bobs that I think we've been missing, the concentration levels at key moments in the game, I think there's an understanding. And I think it can only be positive going into these games. What we've got to do, we've got to forget about the day. We've got to have a real tough mentality going forward to ultimately be consistent now. We've won one game, and that, you know, doesn't mean anything to me. I want to win the next two or three, and then we'll start talking about a consistency. At the minute, it's been a great day. I'm hoping everyone's enjoyed it. We've earned the right, but there's a lot of work to do and a lot of things to implement before we can, you know, start and have a glass of wine and relax a little bit.
Finally, it's that cup draw Monday night. What's a good draw for us in the next round in your eyes?
I've said this all the time in every cup competition, and I've been a really lucky man in this competition, but it doesn't really matter. It's one that, if you get another one like today, is that everyone loses a bit of interest but you've got to go and win. It'd be nice to see somebody from the Football League here and Pitterwitz against them. But it really doesn't matter. My focus is purely on one, keeping this, you know, the goal I was given was to keep this club in this league this year. I don't think we can just achieve that. I think we can go beyond that if we develop a consistency. But I'd love a cup run to put a little bit of glamour and a little bit of happiness, because there's nothing like it for producing a feel-good factor at a football club. And whoever comes out, I'll embrace. We'll do our homework, whether it's someone above us, someone below us, we'll do our homework, we'll approach it the right way, but we'll forget about it for a couple of weeks because we've got some tough games coming up and we want to make sure that we win them.